What's up, my friend? We are so stoked to chat with you today. This is Z.
And this is Amy.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. We really hope that you enjoyed our crime break last week with a little parenting episode. It was our first ever, but certainly not our last ever. Like we stated last episode, we will be mixing those in once a month. So you will still get two homework episodes, two case episodes, and a parenting episode each month in 2022. And can you believe that we have been podcasting for an entire 6+ months?
I cannot believe that. I find that to be, I feel like when we start, we were talking about this yesterday, I think, because, you know, Z and I, we talk to each other several times throughout the day. So at some point yesterday, we had talked to each other and we had said, oh, I can't believe it's been 6 months. And like, here's what we're doing. And like, we're like looking forward to the year and like what's going to happen in 2022. And like, we really kind of jumped into podcasting. We were really kind of like, let's just do it. Like, let's just go. Let's do it. Let's do the thing. And, you know, I'm proud of all of our episodes, but our first few, you know, those are like the first pancakes. They're not like the best. Still working our way through it. And I'm not saying now we're experts, but I feel like that was just like yesterday. And we've been doing this for like 6 months at this point. And like, you know, we're recording this a little bit early. We have over 700 listens, which is for us, to me, feels like, when is Hollywood calling us? Like, we are ready to like take this to Bravo, right? Like, isn't that where the next step is? But yeah, I can't believe it. I can't believe it's been 6 months. I can't believe we are here. The holidays, to me, man, I don't think any of you else probably experience this, but like, holidays are hard. I know you probably or I've all just had just this easy breeze streak of through Hollywood, through holidays, but they hit me different. This year, I feel like for the past couple of years, we've all kind of lived in our own little bubbles, right? Like, it's been COVID and everybody's been quarantined. And so you don't really have to see people. And now things are opening back up a little bit. Although I don't know about your areas. Stuff here is starting to close down a little bit more. Like, we're kind of in another weird place, which just, I have a lot of feelings about that. I won't share them today. I can think of several people I've seen in the last few weeks that I'm like, man, I missed not seeing you. Over quarantine.
Are they just like aunts and uncles or cousins and stuff? Because, okay, sometimes, yeah. Look, I love my family and I love my husband's family. And I really did luck out with my in-laws. And then, you know, my family, you got to like them because they're here. I mean, you don't have to like your family, but my family is never like, they haven't abused me. They've been nothing but like loving and like, I mean, but, you know, love them. Also hate them. You know, there's a lot of times where I'm just like, you know, I don't want to spend time with any of you guys. I have had enough. Or, you know, like, I remember you're making me feel 15 again, Mom. And I remember why we used to get into arguments so much. Also, thank you so much for that parenting tip that I did not ask for and do not subscribe to and don't want to hear you repeat 17 times. Didn't listen to it the first time. Won't be listening to it the 80th time. Don't try again. I will yell at you. I will scream my face off.
I will revert back to 15. Here we go.
Exactly. Let's do this. But we don't do a lot of like, I mean, sometimes we have family from the Sanchez side that comes in from Mexico, but long story short, we have like smaller family gatherings. So for me, okay. I don't like, even though sometimes I'm like, man, you know, like
even my husband's side of the family, like as far as in-laws go, like I lucked out pretty well. Like there are some times where I'm like, all right, I'm over this. But you know, for the most part,
yeah, where you just wish you could say something, where you wish you could be like, oh, I don't like this. I want to speak up. And then you have to be like, just kidding. Rein it back in. These are thoughts that I can talk to you about Chris later. This is Chris's family.
Right. Yes, I'm going to go sit in the bathroom on my phone for about 15 minutes and then I'll come back and we'll.
That's me with the Sanchez's. 100% love them. They're amazing. But I still am like, I don't feel like I feel the unconditional love, but I still understand that I have this level of respect that I need to maintain, you know, that's his family and he needs to navigate that.
100. So there's that, but you know, like more family comes out of the woodwork and then there's like arguments about like my dad's side of the family. there's some dysfunction happening sometimes. And so, like, there's, like, that whole side where somebody's not talking to somebody else, and then there's all these things. And so, like, people are getting together more, and even if we're not involved in that gathering, we're still hearing about that gathering. And so it's just a lot. So, you know, I'm having a hard time adjusting to kind of being back. December is also a really, like, so you've got Christmas, right? You've got Thanksgiving, you're rolling into Christmas. We have two birthdays in December too.
Oh,
my husband's the 14th and Hayden's is the 20th. And so we have to, if you have a spouse or a family member whose birthday is in December, I'm sure you've heard, like, it's really hard to share their birthday with Jesus. Like, there's really a lot of struggle that happens. And with Christmas, like, we have to do everything that anybody who is born January through November has to do. Like, no Christmas birthday wrapping paper. There has to be very specific birthday sanctioned events. And it is, it's just a lot. It's a lot of things. I love them both.
Stressful.
We definitely make it special in our house. Like, we do all of the things to make sure that their birthday is still honored. I don't know what that's like because I don't, my birthday's in September. So it's not like, oh, I have to deal with this. So I get it. So we have that extra added stress in, you know, during the holiday season, but I'm ready for some calm, maybe some normalcy. I don't know what that means. I hate that word. I don't even, what does normal look like to anybody? I don't know. But if you listen to our parenting episode, you know that I'm about to embark on some solo parenting. Chris is going to be going out of town for work. So who needs normal? There will be no normal, but we're making it happen.
I mean, so, good.
What's going on with you? What's happening?
I mean, we're just in a big season of Roberto being gone. So the parenting burnout is real. Like, basically the whole month of December, he was gone until like 3 or 4 days before Christmas. Thankfully, he was able to spend the whole like last week with us as well. But he is booked January, February, March. And his boss said something about, oh, things are going to change in April. Don't worry. We'll fix your schedule then. But I don't know what fixing his schedule means. Yeah. You know, is that going to be good for me? Or is that going to be what's perceived as good for Roberto by his boss? Which we really love his boss. His company's amazing. Randomly, they're like best friends, him and again, his boss, like he got switched to a department, his best friend's over him. They work super well together. He actually has Aurora willed, like he's willing a lot of his money to Aurora because he doesn't have kids. Like, he went to Disney World with us. He's going again on another family vacation. Like, we're friends. He stays at my house. We really like him, right? But that's again, he doesn't. It really is. It really is. And it's weird that they work so well together because guess what? I would not want my best friend to be my boss. I wouldn't want my best friend to work for me either.
No. I've worked like with best friends before. It's hard. It's hard. It's not
good. Yeah.
It's not a good. Yeah. You want to meet. You want a good working relationship with the people that you work with, but that you don't want them to be your best friend, you don't want them to be your sister, and you don't want them to be like your husband. Like, that's just
exactly or like family members really in any way, shape or form. And Chris is kind of sort of like family anyways, so true. Like, maybe so maybe stuff will, I don't know, maybe that'll slow down in April, but maybe it won't. But yeah, we again just came off, like, so he was gone most of November, most of December. He was home for like 2 weeks, which was kind of nice. And now it was actually very nice. Yeah. And now he's going to be gone for like a solid, like three months. Yeah. But overall,
like straight, or he'll be like home for a few days or like, but it's still like 3 months though.
Mm-hmm. And some of his, because he does do speaking engagements on the side, such as Chris does, a lot of those fall on weekends, which it's so lovely, you know, because he'll suppose, okay, so for instance, if he was just right near you in Ohio, he was just there and he actually ended up booking a paid gig in Chicago. Are you able to drive from there?
Oh yeah. Or am I? My brother lives in Chicago. It's like 6 hours. It's
okay. No, that's not where he was going.
Okay.
Sorry. But he was able, it's, it started with the C, but he was able to book another, like, he was able to book a speaking engagement where he drove 2 hours and then he spoke, maybe, yes, I think it was
that's
Cincinnati.
Like 2 hours
and he,
Columbus, if that's where he is, yeah.
There you go. And yeah, he, yeah, like, spoke at a conference all day, got paid over $1,000.
Dang.
For one day, and like got to speak on stage with some of his mentors, which is all like very exciting, but then I didn't get to see Roberto for 9 days because of that, you know what I'm saying, because he, yeah, had to leave like the Sunday before, and then he didn't get home until like the Sunday after, and like all that's like well and good. I try to be positive about it. A lot of times it's hard, a lot of times it does cause like fights in the marriage, I'm not even gonna lie, because I get at the end of my rope, and then, you know, poor Roberto just comes home and he wants to relax, and I'm like, you have so many things to help me with.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yes. It's so hard, because I feel like no matter what view you are in the relationship, like if you're the person coming home, even if that other person has been like holding down the fort, and you know they're holding down the fort, and you're tired, and you know that person's tired, you're still like, I've been holding this down. I need you to do this. I don't care that you've been traveling for 9 days. Like, I need help. And you do care. You do care.
Yes.
But also, you're, like, so tired. You only have so much capacity to, like, handle things. And, like, yes, you've been traveling, and, like, I've been the person that has to travel, too. And, like, you're also tired in a different way, but also you've been doing, you've been able to get out of bed and do whatever you like, you know, essentially do whatever you want for 9 days. Like, get out of here.
He doesn't get that, because he's like, no, I, you know, it's very lonely. And I was like, I wish I was lonely for 3 nights in a row.
I wish I was lonely, please. Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, I am lonely in different ways sometimes, because, sure, like human interaction versus a fucking 4-year-old.
Right.
Yes, it's not, that's not the same. It's not the same having my daughter with me as it is having my husband home with us. But no, I mean, it is like, yeah, sometimes, and I feel, and he's like, I'm not with my things. And like, then I come home and I have like chores that I need to do, because I also live in this house and I need to contribute. And it just sucks, because like everything stacks up on me. And then I feel like I only have 8, you know, like 2 hours to actually relax, because, and I mean, to be fair, those are all true things. I mean, he does not all, yes, true things. So
it's all a struggle. And I think it's really easy. It's really easy to lose sight of the other side of that struggle. You know, like when,
exactly,
he's coming in the door and you're like, I'm so mad that you've been gone, well, or I'm at the end. He's coming in like, I'm so excited to see everyone. And like,
oh,
I'm,
yeah,
in, you know, so it's hard.
Oh, I hope they missed me. And I'm like, get in here, take the trash out. Here's the child. I am leaving.
Yes.
You're 25
so it's
seconds later than you said you were coming home, and I'm over it. I've counted every second.
Exactly. You know? I get it though, but I get both sides. It's hard.
I haven't been on the other side, because I went back to work after having Aurora for like, because I worked at a community college textbook store. So I went back to work for August and September, basically so I could get paid for maternity leave and get paid like three more months of pay or whatever after, yeah, yeah, having Aurora. That like set us up, you know, when I had insurance for myself and Aurora all during my maternity leave, whatever. So I went back for 2 months, but I don't know what that feels like. So I don't understand his point of view, and he doesn't understand my point of view really. And that, you know, that can just make it difficult. But I honestly feel like I've got my groove back after a couple of months of feeling like really like I was in a bad place, which is weird because it's darker outside, like huge seasonal depression. But I feel kind of like I feel like skipping is more of a possibility, you know, whereas before it was getting hard for me to like get out of bed. So yeah. I don't know. Nothing really has changed on that. And again, we're still in a season of like Roberto being gone a lot. Like I said, it's way darker outside. But either way, I will take it. I will take feeling more like myself. So
great.
Yeah.
I love all that. I love to hear that. I think it's really hard to see the other side of that cycle if you're experiencing any kind of like mental health downslide, yeah, or any differences. So to be on the other side of that, it's almost like a car accident. Like you can't see yourself on the other side. And when you get to the other side, it's like, okay, I'm okay. And if you can use that to get you through until, you know, you're a human and ups and downs, like, that's amazing. So I'm so glad to hear that, even though things, you know, are still going as what's normal. But yeah, I think that's great. We're going to talk a little bit about this is like our product recommendation corner, but it's not so much a product we're going to talk about this week. It's more so an opportunity. So a lot of you hear me talk about how I work full time. I work full time from home. My actual day job title is I'm the director of HR and recruitment for a company called Laundry Care. And it's the beginning of the year. We're all interested in new goals and new opportunities. And I always feel like January, I'm a firm believer in you can make a resolution any month of the year. I think you can decide tomorrow, I'm going to do this change, and that's great. But, you know, I think I'm the person that, like, in January, I like the big goals. I like the big, we're at a new year, there's a new opportunity. So I figured it would be a really good time to kind of talk a little bit about Laundry Care, what I do, and what that opportunity is. So Laundry Care is a company that I work for, and we partner with primarily stay-at-home moms, entrepreneurs, folks that are really looking to work a business around their lives. So as a provider with Laundry Care, you pick up, process, and return laundry for residential and commercial clients. So I actually started out as a contractor with Laundry Care because we were getting ready to start a family. We had just gotten married. My work situations had changed. I was at a job I really hated. I knew it wasn't going to be a long sustaining thing for me. It was something that got us through a move. Like, we were in Louisville, we moved to Columbus. I needed a job that I could make money and do. I hated it. And the day after we came back from getting married, they made the announcement that they were shutting down. I worked for a higher education college, and they announced that they were shutting down our branch, and we were given the opportunity to either take severance and be done or work from home. And at that time I was like, I cannot work from home. That is not for me. And I don't want to do this job anymore. So I'm out of here. But then we started deciding we were going to start building a family. And I knew I wanted to still work, but also be home with my kids. And everybody was like, that's not a possibility. And I'm like, yes, it is. And I'm going to figure out how to do that. So I came across this company called Laundry Care. So I started out as a contractor with them. And I was able to process laundry, have clients, do all of these things, and then also continue being home with my kids. So I work for home office now. So I've moved kind of up in the company, and now I get to help people in a similar situation to myself find a way that they can work. There's lots of ways that you can work from home. So number one, don't let people tell you, I can't work from home. That's not a thing, especially after COVID and everything, like, more companies are moving in this direction. But what's really great about Laundry Care and the way it works is you really work your clients and your schedule around your own personal schedule. So you're not, like, reporting to an office, you're kind of your own boss. You get to do all of these things and you get to work with some pretty cool people. We work with really interesting folks. We're a nationwide company, so we're all over. We're not in every single city, but we're in most major cities and some other smaller areas. So if this is something that sounds interesting to you, reach out. I'm happy to share information. I'll throw a link to our website in our bio on Instagram, and you can just check it out. It's a fun opportunity. It's really been life-changing for a lot of people. It's a way to work without working for yourself, without working by yourself type of a thing. Like, you get to be your own boss, but also, like, you don't have to find your own clients. Like, we do all that stuff for you. So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty fun. I've never talked about it on our podcast before, mostly just, I don't know, because I just haven't. I figured now is the beginning of the year. It's a good time when people are kind of looking at new opportunities, new ways to do things. So if you're one of those people that love to do laundry, check us out.
I am one of those people who really like to do laundry, though.
Well, so if we can chat offline if this is something you're interested in. Yeah, it's so funny because I feel like almost every single person that I talk to, when they say, I don't do a lot of, like, the recruiting or, like, frontline hiring anymore. We have other people that do that. But when I do talk to people, somebody will always say, like, this might sound weird, but I really like to do laundry. And I'm like, that doesn't sound weird. You're in the right place. Like, this is what we do. So please.
This is actually called laundry care. Right. I'm not sure if you realize.
Laundry here. Yeah. So it's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
So check us out. I'll throw a link in our bio if you've got questions, or even if you're just curious about like, what the heck is that? That sounds so interesting. I love talking shop. So let me know.
We also have so many different links in our link tree. A lot of them have coupon codes attached to them, or they're just previous products that we have talked about on episodes past, things that we really, really, really enjoy, obviously, or maybe not obviously, but we're not sponsored to do any of these. So if we didn't like something, we just would not share about it. It would simply be that easy, but we just think that it's a fun way to connect with you guys. And so yeah, we just love to give you a certain product, you know, twice a month that we think that you would super, super benefit from. And laundry care is one, whether you're going for the financial opportunity behind it or, you know, hey, guess what? You could also sign up for it and outsource your laundry. So like, there you go. There you go. Whichever state of life you're in, are you outsourcing your laundry, or are you looking to make more money so you can outsource your laundry? Where are you at?
Yes, absolutely. Because we have a lot of clients that are busy families. You know, our main source of clients are usually folks that don't have time. We have like three kind of clients: those that don't want to do their own laundry, which is usually like college students, people who are just not interested. It's just not their jam. They're not wanting to do it. We have people who can't, so we deal with like elderly people, nursing homes, businesses, those kinds of things, and people who don't have time. And so if you're one of those people that has the time and wants to help out somebody else, you know us, we're all about outsourcing. But also if you're on the other end of that and you just can't breathe. So I've been working for this company for, I mean, probably close to 8 or 9 years now. And just this year started consistently sending out our laundry. Like, I work for a laundry company. Don't you think that would be something I would be taking advantage of? But it's like, oh, I can do it myself. I don't need help. I can do it. Mm-hmm. It is hands down the best decision I've ever made. Not because it's like, oh, it's so nice if somebody else do my laundry. But like, when it comes back, it's folded, it's ready to be put away. And I'm more likely to put it away because I can so easily just like, boop, here you go. And like stick it in everybody's rooms and do all the things. Because I don't know about you, but laundry sits in my dryer for a week. Laundry sits, you know, in the basket
for another week. Like laundry. So no, I don't. Everybody's like, man, I have laundry stacked up. And no. I do laundry like every other day. And then I put I just throw it on my bed. And then I only ever have like 2 loads of laundry ever. And so then I just fold them while I watch trash TV.
Good for you.
I don't know. It just, I like it, you know. There, I don't go upstairs to the playroom. I'll tell you that that's always a mess. Like, you just don't go upstairs in general unless you've told me you're coming over and I know it's like the first time you're coming over so I can clean up. But I keep my, like, there are certain things, again, because Roberto is gone so often, that like I just have to keep up with. I have to keep up with. And remember, I am home. Now I'm working part-time, basically part-time hours, like doing Modere. And then, with Modere and Curse Words and Crayons together, I'm probably working the equivalent of maybe like 30, I don't know. I don't know. I can't. I'd have to actually sit down and do the math. But either way, like I do have some extra time, or I'll watch research stuff while I fold. But yes, I do understand the concept. It is very difficult. I go over to my sister-in-law's house and she has like a whole room full of clothes to fold. And I'm like, wow, okay. Give me a bottle of wine and this will be done, girl. Just get out of here. Leave me alone. Don't come in and drive me home later. Thank you.
Right. See you in a few hours.
Yes.
And I think that is like what you're saying. Like, you are the person that's like, this is... Folks that work for us are typically those people that really love it and they want a job that they can work around what they're already doing. Because, you know, in some of our areas, some of our people legit sling laundry full time every day. Like, that's their, they've got several washers and dryers. They've turned this into like a real big, like, kilometer, like they're in it. They've got an empire. They're doing their thing. But then we've got some people who just like, they make a couple $100 a week, or like, you know, $100 a week, and they're happy with that. And that works around what they are doing. It takes all kinds. So we are always looking for people who are just like mostly really that want to work, that are looking for work, like that are not going to treat this opportunity or this partnership like a gig. It's not like, this is not like driving for Uber where like, eh, I can pick up an order when I need to. Like it's, we're looking for people who like to work and who want to work consistently. So if that's you, you want to chat about it, let me know. Like Z said, we have millions of links in our bio that are all things that we 100% recommend and nobody is necessarily paying us to recommend. So it's stuff we truly love and we truly believe in.
Okay, what case are we covering this week since we've just been freaking chatty Cathy's over here so far today?
So this week we are talking about Faith Hedgepeth. So the body of Faith Hedgepeth, she was an undergraduate student in her third year at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She was found in her apartment by a friend on the morning of September 7th, 2012. She had been beaten over the head with a blunt instrument, which was later to found out to be an empty liquor bottle. And there was evidence of sexual assault and male DNA present at the crime scene. The last time she was known for certain to be alive was earlier that morning when she went to bed after returning from a local club with her roommate. So we are going to uncover this case. There was actually, if you're like a true crimey that follows a lot of cases, there was actually a break in this case this year, which is why we are talking about this. So this
technically last year, because it was,
I guess,
September,
technically now in 2021. So
yes, it wasn't. Sorry, I just had to make that, because I think it was in September. So it has been like less than 6 months. This is a very, 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 it, saying that it was not this year makes it sound so far ago. But yes, no, it's just September.
Correct. So which is kind of why we decided, like, let's cover this now. Let's cover it again. We have started covering more cases of individuals in minority groups, and faith falls into that. So if you haven't heard about that, this case before, it's not surprising because that is kind of the trend. So we wanted to cover this case not only because there's new information to be discussed, but also because it's a case that didn't get a ton of I hate, it sounds gross to say it like this, but like airtime when it happened. So there are, you know, this is just our homework episode. So there are going to be some resources that I'm going to let Z lay out for you that would be great to watch or to kind of take a look at before Sunday. But if you want to just come back and chat with us, then we will give you all the details and discuss all of our feelings in completion. So
I definitely recommend them watching this YouTube video, which is less than 29 minutes, and it's from Crime Watch Daily, and it has her father and her sister speaking again, since there isn't like a ton of media coverage with this or that came with it. I will have a lot of articles for you guys to read per usual that are going to be linked in the episode notes. And I'm even going to link where you can listen to her roommate call 911. I have a lot of feels. I have a lot of feels, and you'll hear the 911 call in the YouTube video as well, but I think just like a portion of it, whereas you can hear the full call in the link that I'll also provide. I have a lot of feels about this case, and I have some bad vibes associated with certain people that are, you know, part of the investigation or part of the case that I'm ready to hash out with you when we come back for our full length episode.
I can't wait. I am excited to talk about the ins and outs. I have mixed feelings. I think you feel similarly. I have really mixed feelings about 911 calls. I struggle with listening to them for a couple of reasons. Usually they're really sad, but also I feel like, especially in cases where we know somebody else was involved in there, maybe the one making the 911 call, like I just get really angry. I get a lot of feelings, but I'm interested to listen because there is so little information on this case. I'm really interested to listen to kind of how it all started and what information we have.
Yes. I mean, there is quite a bit, like you can find a lot of, there are different podcasts that you can listen to, but most of those, or most of the in-depth stuff on Faith has mm-hmm. been done before this dude was arrested. So, I mean, you can find information, but a lot of, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's not as heavily publicized as it should have been. But we, I thankfully I was able to, because the next episode that we're going to come with, I really didn't find a ton on. That was a difficult research. Thankfully, because a guy has been arrested, we do have a lot more information. So
yes. So that's the info we have for you. We really appreciate you guys hanging out with us for these last 6 months. It feels like such a big deal to me. You know, I talked about at the beginning of the episode, Curse Words and Crayons has really been our baby. It was just like a little glimmer in our eyes. And so to see it just be so awesome and grow and evolve, it's been great hanging out with you guys. Getting to record is so fun. Getting to hang out with Z and plan these things and create stuff with her is amazing. So we really have the best time putting together episodes for you guys. And although I'm like a pretty firm believer that even if nobody listened to this, we would still record these because we just like it so much. I'm glad there's other people listening to it and it's not just us talking together and like placing it out there into the world. So we hope that you feel the same and we hope that you stick around with us for the rest of 2022 and see what this. It's not going to be a bad year. I'm entering it quietly and just, yes. I'm going to sit back and see what happens. So we can't wait to see what this year brings for all of us. So as we wrap up January, we're just excited to see what happens with this year. So best vibes to you and yours. We will catch you next time. But until then, you can find us in all the places on Instagram at Curse Words and Crayons. Email us at cursewordsandcrayons@gmail.com. And we have a Patreon account that you can join for less than the cost of the cup of coffee you just bought from the drive-thru. So come find us there. Come find us on Instagram. Shoot us an email. We will see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.